Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 53, Anime Episode 45. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 45?
The title of Episode 45 was Bounty. Straw Hat Luffy becomes world famous. And we begin with a seagull that is wearing a delivery cap and a bag on his chest that is a newspaper delivery seagull, which is a very intriguing business model. I'm not sure how well that works, but apparently everybody seems to get their newspaper, so that's a good thing. And the bird has brought Nami a paper, and she's complaining about the price going up. So she's starting to read her paper on the deck of the Going Merry, and we see Usopp is concocting another little bomb for his arsenal. He's making Hisatsu Tabasco Boshi with Tabasco sauce. So he's like, if I shoot this right into my enemy's eyes. So, and Sanji is guarding a tangerine tree that they brought on board. He says it's Nami's personal tangerine grove, and Luffy wants to eat a tangerine, and Sanji is guarding him, and he calls himself Nami's security guard of love. And meanwhile, Zoro is muttering that, you know, he thinks Sanji is just Nami's tool, that she can use him however she wants. Usopp is running around the deck because he got his Tabasco Boshi in his eyes, and he's like going crazy. And in the midst of all this, a flyer falls out of Nami's newspaper. And we cut to another base with a meeting of some a whole bunch of very mean-looking marine admirals, I guess. They look a little more like a mafia with scars all over them, and they all look really scary. But one of the commanders is at a whiteboard, and he is showing off wanted posters of pirates, and he mentions the defeat of Axe Hand Morgan, and then shows how Buggy, Krieg, and Arlong were all defeated by the same guy, this new pirate, Monkey D. Luffy. And a very scary commander in a red captain's hat then goes out and addresses hundreds of Marines and says that they represent absolute justice, or Kanji. And meanwhile, we go to Kaya's mansion. We haven't been there for a while. And Mary runs upstairs with a wanted poster to show Kaya. And she doesn't even hardly look at Luffy. She goes, Usopp-san, because in the photo that was taken, his back is slightly visible at the bottom left of frame. And she's excited about that. And she throws open the window to the tree branch, that famous tree branch, and remembers when Usopp would sit on it and tell her stories. And she's so happy that this is evidence that he's pursuing his dream while she studies to be a doctor. And she's sure that one day their dreams will bring them together again. And back at this Marine base, we see Kobe. We haven't seen Kobe in a long time. And he is mopping floors, and he sees Luffy's poster on the wall, and he's overjoyed that Luffy is moving on with his dream. But then he says, the next time that they meet, they may be enemies. And in the cells, a Marine comes down into the cells, and he chuckles as he shows the poster. He kind of taunts this prisoner, the incarcerated Axe Hand Morgan, who's like, oh, very angry to see that poster. So there are more aboard the Black Cat Pirates ship, which is all beat up from when Luffy broke the whole front of the ship. But crewman gets one of Luffy's posters, and he runs to show it to Captain Kuro, who, oh my gosh, he's still alive. I thought he was dead. And at the Baratie, the poster is displayed in the dining room, and Chef Zeff is cooking, and he's thinking about Luffy and Sanji, and he goes outside to view the ocean, and we see real pride in his face as he thinks about Sanji. And on board the Going Merry, Luffy and Usopp are laughing because Luffy is wanted for 30 million. Even Usopp's back is wanted, Usopp says. And so they're horsing around, and Luffy's ready to sail to the Grand Line. But Nami chides them that, you know, once again, They are not taking the situation seriously enough. And Zoro is thinking to himself that such a bounty puts them in a whole new league of danger. Meanwhile, we find another ship. This is a very beat up, kind of broken little marine ship. And the news bird descends on it and delivers. And we see, you know, broken boards are just kind of holding this ship together. And the crew are asleep. And the captain is drunk. And the captain turns out to be Iron Fist Fullbody, that blonde-haired jerk that Sanji beat up in the floating restaurant. And he has got wine, and he's drowning his sorrows. He's been demoted to the scrappy post, all because of that, that waiter. And a crewman brings in the wanted poster. And Fullbody flashes back to where he's seen that face before, and remembers Sanji, that waiter, and Luffy, was with Sanji. And so Fullbody thinks that this is his chance to get his old life back. And so he wakes up the man and tells him to set sail, maybe for the Barati. He's not even sure where. But then all of a sudden, the Going Merry just sails right past them. And Luffy and Usopp are sitting there looking at him, and they're like, hey, how's it going? And they assume from the poor condition of Fullbody's boat that it's just scrap that was tossed by the Marines and picked up by some pirates. And Fullbody's enraged that they don't recognize him. And then Luffy kind of remembers, oh, yeah, you, do you need help? The boat's so messed up. And Fullbody gives the order to sink the Going Merry. And Luffy's happy to bounce the cannonball back, but Zoro says he's got this one. And as the cannonball streaks in, he slices it right in half. Amazing. And meanwhile, Sanji is cooking inside, and he's just like, what is all that noise out there? And Zoro tells Fullbody not to mess with people when they're napping, because Zoro is often napping. And Fullbody shouts to fire again, but they use a broken cannon, and it blows up right in his face. And then Fullbody shouts, we'll defeat you in close combat, and the Marines all leap across and board the Going Merry. And Fullbody hits Luffy with his iron fist, but Luffy's head and neck stretch way back and snap forward. Gomo gomo no kane, boom, bell. And he hits Fullbody, and Fullbody goes flying back, and his head slams into a railing. And so all the Marine sailors get creamed and go over the side, thanks to Sanji in an apron with a frying pan, who says, how dare you interfere with a cook in the middle of his work? And Fullbody freaks out, and he retreats. Ah, why is that waiter here? And he jumps into the ocean. And Nami wonders why they're all being so noisy. Sanji says, Nami-san, your food is ready! And everybody just loses their mind over the prospect of another great meal from Sanji. Well, meanwhile, we cut to this island, and we see a pirate sitting on a cliff using a spyglass. And he spots this little ship and freaks out because we've seen this ship before. It's Mihawk's ship! And Hawkeye's beaches the ship and confronts some cowering pirates there and says, you know, take me to your superior. So a pirate leads Mihawk through a shadowy forest to a camp, where he confronts a group of very mysterious shadowy pirates who Mihawk clearly knows. And he shows their leader the Luffy poster, which gets a rise out of everyone. And so, you know, the leader says, so you've come, Luffy. And the leader moves into the light, and we now recognize it's Shanks. And he looks to Mihawk and says, I can't let you go just like that. And then we cut to Shanks pouring Mihawk a drink, because Shanks doesn't want to fight. He wants to drink. He wants to party. And Shanks is turning out to be quite the party animal. And back in Luffy's old village, the wanted poster has everyone talking. The villagers are proud to share an origin with Luffy. But the cranky old elder walks out and says, what's to be happy about a villain coming from our town? And in the tavern, everyone is celebrating Luffy, and the girl bartender, tries to cheer the elder up. But that was Luffy's dream, she says, you know, to be a pirate. And the elder says, a dream or fate? And back on the Going Merry, Nami consults her map. They are getting close to the Grand Line. Only way to get there is to go through something called Reverse Mountain. Luffy wants action. He's excited. But more to the moment, he wants meat. He's very hungry. And Nami shows an island on the map called Logtown. Zoro says it's also called the Town of the Beginning and the End. Nami says that's where Gold Roger was born and where he was executed. And Luffy now definitely wants to go there. And meanwhile, someone on a little raft is looking at Luffy's poster. Someone that we've maybe seen that gloved hand before. While on a heart-shaped ship, a mysterious woman also studies the poster and smiles. To be continued.
Who is Mary?
This is Mary, Kaya's manservant and butler. He is inexplicably a goat man. They have never explained in this show why there are some people that are animal-human hybrids, but he is clearly some sort of ram goatish man. He's a very pleasant fellow with a sort of white, poofy, goatee ram hair and little horns curling up out of his hair. And he's got a furry white collar to match that. And other than that, he wears a very nice dress suit.
Who is Kaya?
On the left of frame is Kaya, the friend to Usopp and the mistress of the house. You'll see Mary, her servant, is on the right. Kaya has blonde hair. She's currently wearing a sort of yellow pantsuit dress, and she's come through a lot. She went from being a sickly girl who was being unknowingly poisoned by Captain Kura, and she is now very much a together person who is studying to be a doctor.
Who is Helmeppo?
Who is Kobe?
This is Kobe, Luffy's friend, who we met near the beginning of the episodes. Kobe is a very short little guy with pink hair, glasses, and you know, now, of course, he's a Marine, so he wears a junior Marine uniform. He also currently has a broom because that's what he is doing, is cleaning up the Marine base. But Kobe is a very idealistic young man who is very happy that Luffy is following his dream, but knows that one day their paths may cross and they are on opposite sides of the law. The character on the left, I believe, his back is turned, but I believe it is the blonde fellow who gave Luffy so much trouble, the son of the commander, who has been demoted.
Who is Chef Zeff?
This is Chef Zeff, the owner of the Barati Floating Restaurant. Zeff is a very powerful man who has given up piracy for the culinary arts. He has a very distinctive blonde braided mustache and goatee. He wears his chef's uniform, which includes an incredibly tall chef's hat.
Who is Iron Fist Fullbody?
This is Iron Fist Fullbody, who we first saw at the Barati Floating Restaurant when Sanji kicked him out for being a bad customer. Fullbody is with the Marines. He has been demoted. His rank is much lower than it was before. But he wears customarily this striped suit with a blue collar shirt. He has pink hair. And his right hand has an iron fist with screws for knuckles.
Who is Yasop?
This is, I believe this is one of Shanks's crew. I don't believe this is Shanks himself. This pirate has blondish brown hair. He wears a red vest with green pants and a purple sash. And he has a strange tattoo on his forehead that seems to say, Yasso.
What is Mihawk's ship?
This is a very unusual ship that is very gothic and dangerous looking. It is a one-man vessel that overhead sort of has the shape of a coffin, but it also, with the mast, evokes a crucifix and has greenish burning candles on either arm of the ship. It has just one seat for its captain, and that captain is a very dangerous lord of the sea named Hawkeye's Mihawk, who Zoro fought in a previous episode and was nearly killed by.
Who is Hawkeye Mihawk?
Here we see Hawkeye's Mihawk, one of the dread lords of the sea. And he is currently wearing his customary black robe with a red collar. He is bare-chested, wearing the crucifix. And he has a very large brimmed hat, very much like a musketeer with a big feather in the cap. He also has very distinctive facial hair, mustache, and goatee. Black and foreboding. Oh, and then on top of that, of course, he always has his ginormous sword attached to his back, which is also crucifix shaped. And currently he is holding a rolled up paper in his hand, which I believe to be the wanted poster of Monkey D. Luffy.
Who is red-haired Shanks?
This is Shanks, the pirate we remember that was such a role model for Luffy as a child. Here Shanks is wearing a black cloak. You see his very red hair and the scarring on his left eye and his white open shirt.
Who is Village Elder?
The angry old man in the center of frame amongst these villagers is the Village Elder, or, as he's known, Sanshu. Sanshu has a yellow sort of Hawaiian shirt. He's got long gray pants, sneakers. He wears a bucket hat and carries a cane. And he has very distinctive eyeglasses, as well as mustache and beard.
Who is Makino?
This is the bartender in Luffy's hometown. I do not know her name, but we've seen her before. She has green hair that she keeps back with a yellow striped bandana. She's wearing a green shirt with her sleeves rolled up.
What was the setting in this episode?
Oh, this episode jumped around a lot. We had many settings. We had... I'm sure I'll forget some, but we had the deck of the Going Merry and the sea around it. We had one of the marine bases. We had in the interiors of the base, including a meeting room where the admirals were, and a hallway where Luffy was cleaning, and the cells where they were keeping Axe Hand and Morgan. Then we also had the mansion, Kaya's mansion, and we had the outside and inside of the Black Cat pirate ship, and there was villages. You know, we went to Luffy's home village, both outside and in the bar, and we were also on another island, in the on the cliffs, and then when Mihawk arrived, he was taken through the interior of the island to a shady spot in the jungle where Shanks and his crew were hanging out. There was also, of course, the kitchen of Mary's ship and the beat-up ship commanded by Iron Fist Fullbody, both outside and inside the captain's quarters. So, a great many settings.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Well, we had an attack that's being developed that is not ready for use yet. That is Usopp creating his Hitsatsu Tabasco Bochi, which is another pellet with Tabasco sauce that he hopes to shoot into the eyes of his enemies. But so far, he's only succeeded in shooting it into his own eyes. We also had an unnamed attack from Zoro, who's actually able to slice a cannonball in half as it flies at him. That was pretty impressive. We had some off-screen attacks as Sanji dispatched all of the sorry marines of full bodies and sent them flying into the ocean because they interrupted his cooking. And then we had a named attack, one of our old favorites, from Luffy, Ngomogomo no Kane, or Bell, as Luffy struck his head, recoiled and struck full body and sent him flying. And I believe that was the extent of our attacks in this episode.
Aha, very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I'm glad everybody's having fun and that Luffy's very happy that he has a wanted poster. Curious to see who that mysterious woman is at the end. And also, I have a feeling that I know who the guy with the glove was, but I wasn't 100% sure. But I think from that cape and the glove that it was probably Buggy.
Indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 45. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!